I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. An update to a story we brought to you last hour. Illinois lawmakers passed an energy bill last night that will strengthen the reliability of the electrical grid. A key point of the bill was an incentive to spur battery storage, a technology that absorbs electricity when it's cheap and unleashes it onto the grid when prices are high. The bill now awaits a signature from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. The federal government shutdown is now a month old and no end is in sight. John Shaw is director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU and covered Congress for 25 years. He says the shutdown is a little different than others and neither side is showing urgency in getting it resolved. Shaw says the logical solution would be for both sides to come in an ironclad agreement to negotiate the Affordable Care Act subsidies the Democrats are demanding on a separate track from the rest of the budget.
And say, okay, we'll put together a funding bill, keep the government funded while we negotiate on that. I mean, that would be the rational way to do it, but there's so little trust between the parties that I think the Democrats believe that if they take this negotiation and put it on a different track, that it will just languish and they will have, you know, made a concession without any tangible benefits.
Shaw says he thinks the Democrats are waging the correct fight over ACA subsidies, but digging in their heels to shut down the current temporary government funding bill might not be the best place to do it. With SNAP benefits set to lapse tomorrow due to the federal government shutdown, a member of the Carbondale City Council is exploring how local grocery stores can help those that will lose their food purchasing assistance. At this week's council meeting, councilperson Claire Kilman said she recently asked city manager Stan Reno if the city could mandate local grocers provide out-of-date or soon-to-be-expired foods directly to food banks prior to disposal. Kilman said it appears a number of grocers are already doing that.
Kroger and Schnucks currently donate to their food pantries and other food pantries on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On Fridays, Walmart also makes good donations to the Good Samaritan and Victory Dream Center.
Kilman said the community should encourage other grocers to do the same and believes food insecurity will be more of a pressing issue as we head into the colder months and the city continues to work on helping those dealing with poverty and homelessness. This is WSIU.